very convincing.
What?
Very.
I don't know how to take it.
Oh, that's right.
One of the Memphis Cornelia too. That's all I'm meaning. Who knows? The Mizrachik, Mizrachik Mirakovic. Klal Yisroel. Loisik, Befrat. That's in the Avoid the Kolashon, Befrat. In the Asvira. To focus on the Memchus Kamenia for Chagmat and Ter. So we want to try to focus on this leader, this king of Shachik Marakovic. In the Rishim of Memchus Kamenia Ter, we find many Avoidas, the Tikkun Avidas. There's two ways to learn it by Shukhov. You can learn in that, but if, in a general call, the Torah is only mischaber with an adam is misukin his midas. A nefesh tahira, a nefesh nikiya. And the midas, both in kol tikkun midas, is nitar the person, the Torah tikkun the kirbay. The ma'aser is another way to learn that each one of the midas that we're talking about is a shaykhus, a direct shaykhus to kinyan a Torah. That's maybe we want to take a see. We want to see one thing maybe how the Mida, the kingdom of Mizrachi Melakovic, has directly to do with the kingdom of Ter. But there's no, we're not going to hide the fact that we want to really open up a Sugi B'cholis. We don't want to talk about it for a long time. We want to do this in the final time. We'll talk about the Sugi of Kovic, but if you call it. It's Mo'id Negea to Ter, it's Mo'id Negea to the Binyan Odom, the Frad in our door. Let's tell the Klor a little bit, the Sugi of Kovic. Staying away from not the proper Kovic. And developing yet the proper cover that's needed. So let's start. Mizrachik min hakovid. The pashtus is what would you say? Mizrachik min hakovid. It sounds like Mizrachik midvar sheker tirchak. Maybe sheker in the first of the day. Something Mizrachik legami. Mizrachik min hakovid sounds like the one who wants to be kind of Torah. Chazal are telling him Mizrachik. Tizrachik legami min hakovid. Which would mean that the person should have no shaykhus to cover. And to learn Hazoi is a very, very grave mistake. In the Vuhr, many Mekoimus will see the Shema Bissel tonight that covered is a midah, is a zazach, to cover, that Avada Chazal recognized the need for. And it's one of the basic is me'avnei binyans of the nefesh of a person. A person needs kavod. Mizrachi min hakavod cannot be that a person should have no shaykhus to kavod. And this is going to be, fakir, this is going to be the difficulty. When it works on kavod, the difficulty is that fakir, if it's something you could stay away from smoking, you could stay away from mizrachi from smoking, you don't have to touch it. It's not a problem, it's some people's heart. If someone wants to not work on it, you stay away from it, you don't touch it, don't go near it. Say, a mizrachik min hakavod, the difficulty is that we'll see the emshek that a person needs kavod. Well, kanira, there's a kavod that's kavod of hevel, kavod of adumit. And then there's the right type of kavod. Chazal telling us the mizrachik min hakavod. Let's first talk about the Shulam Akaris, where we see some furish. The kavod is something positive, the kavod is a need in the nefesh of Adam. Chazanish, in the moon of Betachin, per dalit, or sudalit, says the following. Yomna, ain't tikkun hamidas. the musik of tikkun amidus shaylah. Tikkun amidus does not deny from a person me'adam avas asma. It doesn't deny from a person the musik of loving himself. It recognizes that there's a musik of avas asma. He mitzius hanetiyos lekavay dulan, because of the existence of the inclination, the tiyah in the nefesh lekavay dulan. That a person, the nefesh of a person, is always inclined, looking for kavod and oinig, looking for kavod and oinig. He mitzias chiyuvis. It's a positive mitzias, a positive ingredient. Beherkiv hamechune shel zeh hachay hanikra kol shprachin hachadnish. It's a positive ingredient in the makeup and assemblyment of this mechune, this machine. This one we call hachay hanikra adam. This chai, this being that we call a human being, a mensch, covered and oinig, the netiyah for covered and oinig is a good thing. V'ein shlilo sanatiyas eila binyam and evzhalim. One is going to deny, going to try to break and say, I don't want an ounce of covered, I don't have any need for covered b'chlal. He's not going to be building his nefesh, elestiras haviyosai. He's going to be contradicting, he's going to be breaking and contradicting his etzem existence. A Musar Oymela Odom sounds very interesting since we say Hefek Musar. Zakh Khazan Ish, was shrite a Musar to a mensch? Ahoy Vasatzmacha, Rechoish Kovet. Leaving Musar shrites to a person, love yourself. Go after Kovet, acquire Kovet. Avdalacha. Ma Ashrecha Ali Chelet. What is going to make you fortunate on this world, in this skeleton of an earth? Uma Kvoidcha. And what is your real Kovet? Ein Kovet Ala Torah. We'll see you soon, that's a Chazal. Ain't covered el anova. Ain't covered el azivas hakovet. A statement that sounds like an oxymoron. Ain't covered el azivas zivas hakovet. I'm gonna have to invite that. The only covet is running away from covet. Ain't oisharach l'shtachver mein netias tibias l'snichla l'Hashem oteros le'tach zachayim l'devarim. Zok techazen ish klar vertu. That in the sugi of covet, covet is a need, a vital need in the nefesh of a person, in the person. Now the Torah is madruch you, what is the proper covet? Can you hear there's a covet on medumen, a covet that's not near tzis, a covet that a person should stay away from as he was a covet. And that chazal said is rahma covet, then there's the proper covet. Chazal, chazish tips us in that Torah, a novel, as he was a covet. From the Bar Mor, but the first thing we see, very clear, is that we need covet. And this is the difficulty a little bit of the sugya. Start off with the first night, just open it up, is that there's a covet that we need. And we have to have a balancing act here. There's a covet that we need, and we can't just totally shun covet and leave covet, but there's, we have to miss rachim in a covet. And does it? First, I want to try to mevar me'arichus a little bit. This nekuda, the Chazon Ish says, that covet is necessary in a person. I'll learn up a little bit of the Chesed which is the Dvarim Yisaydim and the Sugit and covet. Iker Ma'amakaymis and the Sharm in Makias. Makias, Perk Yudal, Makias. He talks about Kiyas Hamidus. He talks about Taiva Chemda. Zok Midas Sharm, there are two bets in Chemda. When you wake up the word Taiva, there's two types of Chemdas. He talks about two types of Chemdas. One is Chemdas Amalek. Rishon is Chemdas Amalek. And then he goes weiter and he says, Yisera Aleh Chemdas HaKavod. There's a second type of Chemda, a second type of Taiva. A desire that a person has Chemdas HaKavod. And that's even stronger, the Chiddush and the Yisham, that's even stronger than Taiva HaKavod. Ki kvar hoye efshir sheyich po isha odo mes yitzray al hamomin val shar hanois. He puts together now hamomin and other hanois also. Hamomin and all other hanois, that's very, very hard, very stark a Taiva, but that's something that a person could be kovish, he could conquer. Ach ha-kovoy du ha-doichik ki I efshir lo lizbo liris es atzmai pochus mechaveruf. A mensch can't see himself, he can't be so able to see himself less than his friends. Val dover zen nichshul rabbi min avodah. This is one of the uptight, just means beer gold. Val lo yichid ha-shem yusin shoshon. That if you break down the different types that there are in the world, the kovoy is in a class with ne-atzmai that he almost says a word is inconquerable. It's inconquerable. Other times, Ferelcha Taibus, it sounds like even Taibus Noshim. It's something that could be tremendously the impulse, that could grab a person. But it's something that, if Oifen Kloli, you could conquer. Oifen Kloli, you could conquer. When it grabs you, it'll grab you, but you can conquer. Aber kopi, wa doichik, yi efshaloi lizbo liz ase pochus megavir. He's marach. I'm not going to read all the stutim. Kama, he brings kama, gedoi le'oilim chazal, yirovim benava, miragli. The miragli, chazal say the miragli, we listen to Zohar. Chazal say that the reason the shirish of the chetim miragli was because they thought they would lose their positions. They would see him when they came to Israel, they saw it. That was the shirish of the chetim miragli. Monsieur Shom Shom, what's going on here? What's going on here? We have one of the things that her has us. When we picture Kavod, the city of Kavod, so we picture the guy who's asking, you know, he's asking to speak in at the Sheva Brachas. He's asking for a seat in the Mizrach. He wants the Aliyah. He doesn't get an Aliyah, and he tries in Shul. How can I not get an Aliyah? He starts fuming at the Gabbai. We picture the person who gets up to speak, and he starts speaking about himself. Doesn't he realize that he looks like a fool? He's speaking how kosher he is. That's what we picture in our mind. That was what the Meraglim were going for. That was the Meraglim. That was what the Meraglim felt. That can't be what Kavod is. That's it. I'm saying Kavod is Adich Madari and it goes to there. But Kavod is something much more basic, which could be Mapil, Gedoyle Oilom, and it's something that a person can't avoid. That's what he's trying to say. Adoich is something a person can't avoid. Kol Ishadavar HaKavod Adoich Heslev Adam Yoyser Mikol HaChukois Vachem Deishav Oilom. This makes the world run. Kavod makes the world run. Without this, a person wouldn't do anything. He wouldn't cover himself properly. He wouldn't dress himself properly. He wouldn't worry about a job. He wouldn't worry bechalal about it. He wouldn't push himself to do anything. Kavod, he's starting to explain a little bit why Hashem made Kavod such a basic part of the person. Kavod makes the world run. But if you take it too far, then it starts pushing you to what you don't want it to do. She'll build your eyes at my shuffle, pochus my reo, machnes at my boivy, a curd as ice in case the chalamol. A person decides he has to get into business, he has to contest every contest there's in life, he has to enter in it, and mela, it goes out, kedach, in case the chalamol. So what's the taich in the Zion? We'll see the Hemshech one part of the Zion. But what's the taich? What's he saying? Why is Kavod? Why is Kavod? E-Efsha, why is it a Yoyser Deuchel? Why is it E-Efsha Lichfash? The only taich we have is heard. That we're dealing with something which is the taich of a person. We're dealing with the Metzias, the existence of a human being. Taivis Mamad isn't the existence of a human being. A Mensch could have Taivis Mamad, he could exist without Taivis Mamad. Taivis Noshim. Person needs it to exist to a certain extent, but to be, it doesn't have to be vibrating in a person to be existing. Even a person maybe to exist the right way needs maybe that is not sure, but it's possible a person to exist without getting married, without having children even. The etzem metzias, when you get down to the basic fiber, the very, very basic minimum existence of a human being, even Tavis Noshim is not part of the human being. Can you recover it? We're dealing with the etzem metzias of a human being. And again, the taiva when it runs wildly is when it goes, when it's mishtolel, when it push it goes wildly. But that's the yisoid of the sugi of Kavod. When it's touching that, that's the lashon of the Zion Shom. Efshaloi liroys es asim pochus nechavim. It's impossible. When you're touching his Kavod, you're touching, he's fighting, he's struggling for his existence. The taiva of Kavod is struggling for the existence of a mensch. Other taivas are trying to marchiv a person, extending you. You're there, you exist. Taiva pushes you to extend yourself, make yourself aggressor. Take that in. Person comes up to Mishon, he could work on it, it's not easy. He could work on it, Taiva Kaibashim. Over Taiva's Kavod, whenever it chaps you, what it's fighting for you, who you are! It's fighting for the resistance of the mensch. And this is why, when Sisharm finishes off the Hemshech, this is the same sense we're going to have to get back to. After he talks about all the bad things that Kavod could do, he fears us and he says, V'akavod ha'amitim, einei ela yediyas ha'tayra. Very strong lashon of Zion Shom. Einai elo yediyas haterbenis. He makes an exclusive statement. The only real kavod that exists in the world, it's a statement sort of Bir Gol, yediyas haterbenis, and it brings Chazal. This is what Chazal was referring to before. Chinamu Chazal ein kavod al ter. It's a parak. Same parak vav and avos. Ein kavod al ter. Shneim a kavod tacham yichol. Links to the Zion Shom. Vizulasa einai al kavod meduma v'koizet hevir uplein b'nai. So the statement itself needs to be a rochel. What's the Yishon talking about? He says, there's no other covet. No other covet that a person, 6 million people stand up for you, that's not covet. That's not covet. He doesn't say it's a bad thing, it could have bad effects, bad side effects. That's not covet. He calls it not covet. explain what that means. No other covenant except Torah. It means beer, brother, what that means. But why is Nisham stick this in over here? Why does he, what does that have to do with the Teretz is? He's coming to tell you there needs to be some sort of covenant. Can't finish, Mr. Shom can't finish this parak and say, rake out the covenant and say, your covenant is terrible, terrible. He has to fearless and say, there is covenant in the world. There is covenant in the world. You have to know what the right covenant is. Oh, but the go without covenant is not shy. Go without covenant is not shy. There's another clerk, welcome a clerk to this in Chazal. When Adorn does sound days on Aleph, it's a Chazal, it's mentioned in other places. Here, there's the Sefer Lashon. More state. Tanya la'avas Hashem. Shem Nebrais la'avas Hashem alikech al shmoya b'koyle l'dov kovoy. Shalu yoyimar al, what does it mean, avas Hashem? Shalu yoyimar al dam ekra shiku uni chacham. A person shouldn't say, I'm going to learn in order that people should become me a chacham. Esha shiku uni rebbi. There's two devices of Talmud Chacham and there's a Rebbe. The Rebbe has a lot of Talmudim, Talmud Chacham and Talmud. Each one that says it's a presumed or a covenant. Shouldn't say Esh Shiguni Rebbe. Esh Shanin Shi Yizokei. Ve Esh Shi Yeshiva. El Lomay Ma'avah. Don't go after covenant. The person's Matur when a person's learning is supposed to be Ma'avah Hashem. V'soif HaKavai Lava. So I won't serve from a Chacham. What's that? V'soif HaKavai Lava. What is Chazal to be V'soif HaKavai Lava? Chazal should say, don't do for all these other purposes. It's very bad for you. You're not going to learn the proper way. It's going to end up perverting you. What a Chazal to finish. Soif like Avalovi. This is such a Kavalovi. Chazal is more or less saying, learn Yavo. You know, like a Yashu, at the end of the day, you're going to have a big cover. Don't worry, you're going to have a big cover. There's no Zach that a person can live without cover. The Abish is going to Masada, you'll get cover. And he's going to be a Masabi, more exactly. It has to be in a way that's not going to affect you. But again, we're trying to show all over the place you see that without covet is not shy. I heard this in many places, but Volba brings this in Ali Shor. The Alt from the Zabak is a startling thing. It's a very, very stark statement. That alluded to you have a human being who is not getting covered from any source, not one ounce of covet, from any source, many. There's not one person who respects him. There's not one thing he feels covered about. Well, we thought to say, he'll die. That was his most personal impression, he'll die. It means he'll die physically, the Pasha will stop functioning. His system, his balance, his emotional system, the Pasha dysfunction. Yeah, he'll die. He'll die. A person without covered is not shy. So you have to be misrachic. Let's try to understand a little bit. Why is this true? Why, what is covet? What really is covet? What is about covet? Why is covet so basic in a person? Why is covet a type of so basic in a person? What is it about covet? What is covet? So I want to try to be mimic a little bit tonight. Something. Right away, it's from something that's hard to tap onto. It's abstract. We're going to try to open it tonight. When we see Ben Shabbat, it's going to grow on us more and more and more. This is what covet is. Volba, a few places, is Masber. The shirish of the word covet is from Lashon Kaved. Kaved, Kaved. Kaved is from Lashon Kaved. What does Kaved mean? Kaved means weight. Heavy. Kaved means heavy. What is a mensh? I'm trying to bring out what he's saying. What is a mensch? A mensch. You look at a human being, what is he? So you see him. He looks, weighs 250 pounds, 5, 6. How wide he is. Legs. What is a human being? He looks a certain way. His nose is this wide. His ears. His beard. Doesn't. What's a mensch? That's the physical part of a mensch. But then there's the tiefer dimension in a mensch. It's beyond the physical. It's beyond the physical. What is that? Personality. His chachma. I'm not talking about his brain power. His brain power is physical. The brain is built. The brain has certain kaifas in the brain itself. But the chachma yamest. His opinion. His smile. You think about it, a smile is a physical pool, but behind the smile, the person is smiling to you. The person is smiling at you. There's an edge there. There's a human being that's beyond the flesh and blood. You ever see big people? Take a look at Rabbi Finkel, though, tomorrow, Tuesday. They'll look at the old Not to any person. You see it, the fat by a tzaddik. In the guf that's wrinkling, there's nothing left. You see the person, just in the guf, there's nothing there. You just see the mensch. You see the mensch beyond. You see it clearly, staring at it. There's nothing left of his body. It's all. That's the dimension of the mensch. That's the real Adam. In that dimension, your machnis, the neshama, the nefesh, the tzel malakim, that's all part of that being. But again, the good thing we're talking about is shayt by goyos. We're not getting from. That's what we're talking about. There's a musik of a mensch that's beyond the physical. When you talk about the physical part of a mensch, it has boundaries, it has limitations, it has midos, and it has a shabbos. Again, figure out exactly how much he weighs, how big he is. He has parameters. It has midos, shirim, how wide, how big it is. Klar, touch it up. There's klar medidas, klar shabbos. Kamla yishava b'shuk. Figure out. There's a shabbos to a mensch. Other mainly domim, you have to learn the series of Alakam, of Apochas, and Yosef, there is a musik that in the physical part of a mensch, there's a Shabbos and there's parameters. Oh, but the mensch, Shebe mensch, the Adam, Shebe Adam, go beyond his flesh and bones. How big is that? It has Midas. How big is it? How big is Yanki? How big is Shmuley? How big is that Tzaddik? How big is that Rosh? How big is that? How big is it? How much is it worth? How much is it worth? How much people pay for it? Dr. Ramban says, that you pay a doctor, there's no dinner not paying a doctor. There's no price, Dr. Ramban, there's no price to Chachma. Because when you pay a doctor, you're not paying him for his physical talents, you're paying for his Chachma, there's Chachma. There's no price, same shear, there's no shear, you know, Dr. Ramban, Teres Adam. Same thing to all everything we're talking about, all the Ramban talking about the Chachma, all of a sudden, there's no. So what is the price? And what sizes up that dimension of the human being? Dr. Volba. The answer is the kavod of the mensch. That is the mensch. The kavod that the mensch has, the kavod, first we'll start off, that people give him, let's start off with, that's really his value. What decides what his value is? What decides what proportion he is? How much weight does that dimension of me take up? That's kavod. Again, by physical, you see it very clearly, you can size it up. Very good. Probably figure out how much a person's worth also. Look at the shirk shuk, see how much he's worth. But that other part of the person, what's he worth? Kavod. How much room does he take up? That's what kavod is. Kavod is value. Kavod is how much the person takes up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Meloi chol aretz kavod. The kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes up the entire value. Kavod is how much that dimension of the person takes up. Let's try to bring it out a little bit. It's a din. Chazal in places. Hamal v'nis v'nei chaver v'rabi. Ein lo yichilik lo abav. Gemara v'nei tzil. Let me test. Shtei vayt in the Gemara. Hamal v'nei chaver v'rabi. Mutiv shiyapal atzmo yikiv shana eish v'al yabal chaver v'nei rabi. Learned to ben yeinu machlegi zishan. Rabbein yeinu learned kipshut. Person's chayv limser is nafshoy. In order to not be mal v'nei chaver v'rabi. Zogt wenn ihr noch wenn ihr schaut, das gut der Ärzte. Mamisch aber zwei du sicher. Und mein sie ga ich kill you ga ich nicht, so someone is mal wer beim schreiben ist. And it could be it's more hammer on a regular way to have the same the hill going up. Den same the hill going. Ga ich nicht so the same the hill going. Could be it's more hammer. The only kind of form is that there's two ways to kill a person. When you kill him, it's either you kill his goof, really. Once his goof is not here, because there's both who made the goof, and the Nisham, it's also. But indirectly kill his nefesh. When you malbim chavarim, a mavazir person, is boinin, what did you do? You killed the whole dimension that we're talking about. That's what you did. You took the Adam Sheba Adam, you took it and you push it, smothered it. You push it, crushed it. You took that healing of the person, and you killed it. Mali called the palm, Mali called the palm. Killed the part of the person, 10 times even worse. To get a litmus test that we're talking about, when you get insulted, when you feel pashit, that a part of your pashit got crushed, that's the chiluk we're talking about. That's the chiluk we're talking about, and that's the chiluk we're trying to find. It's parameters. This is what kavod is. Another place in Chazal say that mani mechabdu, say the person's begodim are called his mechabit. The mechabit. Person's begodim are called his kavod. What about it? What is it about his begodim? In his brain, and you mind it a little bit, what are begotten, what are really begotten? Begotten is really what's beyond your flesh and bones. Begotten are really how you want to portray you. What do you mean? How you want to portray your body, your chest? How you want to portray who you are? How you want to portray who you are? Who you are? Who's me? Who's the beyond my nose? Who's the small bond of a goddamn? Say Allah. That's the covenant of a person. This is the covenant of a person. This is covered. And this is dealing with the Adam Sheba Adam. And here's where we come back. And this is the story of why covenant is so vital, so chiyuni, integral in a person. Just like in the physical parameters of a person is a Muslim being claustrophobic. If you observe a person physically, doesn't feel like he has makom going to the elevator and basic shy, sticking a few 50 people there, person feels like he going to the lunchroom, people tell me, especially newcomers, you know, fighting for the schnitzel, the person feels like he doesn't have room, he doesn't have mitzvahs, he feels like he's smothered. You stick someone in that matzah like that for probably 12 hours straight, you could die probably like that, the person feels claustrophobic. The same way a person can have claustrophobia in mitzvahs, in the physical, when his physical mitzvahs is being crushed, so when a person's covering is being crushed, when a person doesn't have any expression of that chalik of him, no one cares who I am, no one appreciates who I am, no one recognizes who I am, I have no weight, there's no weight to the Adam Shabi. I'm just flesh and bones. The only thing, there's no difference seeing me in a picture, seeing me in real life, there's no difference. The picture and the real life, the same thing. So, you just smothered the match. You smothered the match. There's nothing there. This is what the sugi of covered is fighting over. This is what Monsieur Shah means. Efshir la Adam lirlois its ass my pochus necha meir. Why? Because you're taking away his metzias. You're talking about Taivas Mama and you're talking about Taivas Noshim. Fine as your metzias. Now you feel like you want to be marking yourself. You're not taking away his metzias. But Taivas Kavod, as we have to work in, for whatever reason, right now, you identify your Kavod with this type of recognition. You identify yourself right now with this type of recognition. So what it's dealing with is dealing with your Yetzim existence. It's dealing with you feeling, am I here or am I not here? I mean, you're right. The Efshir Lirisitas, my Pachos, my Chavera. This is the Metzias of Kavod. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person that he's always aware of that dimension of himself, that Bechina himself. He's aware of it, and he needs to feel it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to the person that Shem is Maram is in the middle, because that's what pushes a person to build himself in the world, to build himself. However, it could be misused. Obviously, very simple. To look around a little bit, it could be tremendously misused, and it could be Mitzia Adam in the This is we're opening up the sugya. We didn't even get anywhere. We're supposed to be opening up the sugya first. Don't. This is the sugya of Misrachik Min HaKavod. We already have a little bit of the sugya of the Shmaitza. Misrachik Min HaKavod, we're dealing with the sugya. Kavod is something that a person needs. We need Kavod. But the Kinnira, there's a false way to build our Kavod. There's a mystical way to build our Kavod. And Chazal are telling us Misrachik Min HaKavod. And we even have a little bit before, we even have a little bit of Suda Shmai, so why it's directly Magia to King and Atar? Because the Sisharm says that the only real covet is Tar. So can you the Shal's what type of covet? Right? What type of covet am I trying to get? Can you Ad Kama, I'm trying to get a different type of covet. It's like a Tzorah to the Torah. I'm a Machnis of Tzorah, the basic. What type, I have to decide what type of covet. This is the tchil of the sugya, but this we haven't have work for ourselves over here. We have to try to start going. Kinnira, we have to build the sugya. Kinnira, there's a way to develop kavod in a wrong way, and that Chazal say misrachik, and the diak remains. From that misrachik legamri, don't touch that. Stay away from it. Kavod, you do need it. You're gonna have to replace it. You're gonna have to find kavod in some way. Torah of a kala kasha boy is gonna give you kavod. This is the first thing I want to tell you. We opened up a little bit what kavod is. It could be a little bit abstract on the field, I don't know more what covet is. Covet is the recognition and appreciation, the weight, the mokah, the dimension of everything that's beyond, of the spiritual part of the person. What's beyond the personality, the anisha b'adam, what's beyond the flesh and bones, that's what it is. And when the mavak, the struggle for that is certainly the mitzias of the person. And when a person's dealing with that, efshir lizbol, and the g'doyle oylam, when they were struggling with this, the k'nimapil g'doyle oylam, the shorm is marach in the middle. This is a very dachistic idea of a person is struggling for his etzem maimon and his etzem existence. If that can hear Chanan Chazal say, Misrachik Min HaKavod, we have to try to figure out if there's a Kavod HaMedume and there's a Kavod HaMiti, and we have Misrachik Min HaKavod HaMedume and Misdabik HaKavod HaMiti.
Chemish Hashem is chapter 11, right? And the Gemara is
Dorm, that's the sum of pays amount.
Just to clarify the English for a second. Where is this? That is the person, or that's something that the person needs to survive.
It's part of the person. At least it's part of the person being able to touch it, to feel it.
It's not either.
Part of the person is
human flesh.
And some kids and everything is part of the person. The way he feels that way is able to feel like it exists.
I'm not sure.
Covet.
Meaning that the other parts of the meaning covet enables him to like feel the other parts
your
of the
your pulse, and your body, you feel constantly. But that other part, the way you feel it, is
your covet.
You won't be mocked. Otherwise, you'll be mocked. You can't really do it.